Bojangles, it's bow time.
Don't miss Macy's One Day Sale with over 25,000 deals of the day in store and online, like women's wool blend and down coats 60% off, and boots and cold weather shoes 50% off. You'll love designer pillows at just $6.99. Plus, take 20% plus an extra 15% off blenders, juicers, and food processors. And plan the vacay with 65% off luggage closeout Friday and Saturday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love, no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Guns, guns, guns. It's the Great American Gun Show at the Civic Center of Anderson this weekend. Buy, sell, trade, guns, knives, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns, tell your friends. This weekend, January 5th and 6th, Saturday 9 to 5 and Sunday 10 to 4. Tons of guns, knives, ammo, holsters, camo, shooting supplies, and more. Admission only $8, kids 12 and under free with paying adult. Don't miss this gun and knife extravaganza at the Civic Center of Anderson, 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Anderson, South Carolina. Tell your friends, bring your guns this weekend. Be there.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
It's R&R Tire Express's Dollar Down Liquidation Sale. Get started on tires you need and the wheels you want for only $1. With R&R's, everyone's approved. 6 months, same as cash program. Tires, wheels, installed, then pay them off over 6 months. Don't waste your time shopping around. No other company offers 6 months, same as cash. Plus, all in-stock wheel packages must go up to 50% off. And installation roadside assistance, absolutely free. It's R&R's Dollar Down Liquidation Sale. Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson. RNRTires.com. Everybody needs a little.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Still a ton of things to get to on this show. We're running out of time. I'm in some great callers on hold as well. I'm coming right to you guys. Before we get going here, let me tell you. Expertise is yet another reason why contractors and facility managers choose Crude LED. We sell the best products because we design them ourselves. The practical experience of installing them and learning what works best for our contractors and installers allows us to create fixtures that are exceptionally easy to install and include all the necessary parts without anything else to buy. Call us 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156. Tell them I sent you. Trust me, Crude LED will help you. They're the innovators. They're the designers. No one does it like Crude LED. Get more info. Call and place your order. 864-401-8156. Tell them I sent you or email them at sales@crute-led.com. Do it today. NFL game still to get to as well. Back to basketball, Dave. Then it is Nashville guy and Cliff in Spartanburg. Excellent. David, I apologize. I knew I cut you short there. You were saying something right as we went out at the top of the hour.
No. You mentioned putting guarding a smaller guy on. Right. I was just asking who you thought.
Well, you know, again, Newman went up against him in high school, and that's the type of guy I have in mind. I mean, what I want to do is try and affect his initial dribble, try and level him off right there, and and force him into taking that shot if he wants. What I don't want him doing is just driving right by people and dunking the ball on them. And I think it's worth a try because I haven't seen anything else work. I mean, I don't think you can guard him with a like-sized individual on the perimeter because he just blows by him. I mean, people see the dunk stuff and the 45-inch vertical thing, and that what they don't really get is the connection between that and his explosiveness off the dribble. You know, athletic explosiveness is athletic explosiveness. That same ability that allows a 285-pound guy to jump 45 inches allows him to blow by guys. And so I just think you have to try something else on them because I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen guarding him with a like-bodied or your best like-bodied defender work at all.
Yeah, no, it'll definitely be interesting to watch. How you see the game playing out?
I mean, I would have to pick Duke at this point, but I think Clemson's going to compete. Now, again, there are things I can't know. I can't know if Eli Thomas is going to play 15 minutes and be in foul trouble all night. If that happens, Clemson has no chance. I think that I think Clemson's playing much better basketball now than they were earlier. Duke hasn't played in a while, which makes the first 5-10 minutes of the game sort of interesting. You don't know exactly how Duke will come out. Can Clemson get off to a quick start? I think obviously that would be important. One thing Clemson's has in their advantages versus most teams is the last time they played there, they could have, would have, should have won. And so, you know, and it's the same guys. It's Mitchell, it's Reed. Mitchell played really well in that game. And as you know, Dave, guys who play well in one place against one team, they tend to do it every time, you know. We'll see if that turns out to be true here. Clemson's going to need Mitchell to play a great floor game. Clemson will have to take transition when it's easy and it's there, but by and large, they're going to have to control the tempo of this game and not allow Duke any of the emotional points, either on dunks or three-point shooting.
Yeah, well, as my last question, I'll take off the air. I know you talked about Clemson having the, you know, early offense, pushing the ball. Is that a recipe for success, or do you think they need to sort of drag it out more in the half court this game? Yeah. And, you know, obviously it should be interesting, but I appreciate you having me, Walt.
Yeah, thank you, David. Hold on, Dave. Thank Don't you. Go anywhere. Yeah, no, I think that's right. I think he already took care. I think where Clemson has obvious opportunities, they're going to run. But by and large, this is a game where they're going to have to try and control that tempo because they don't want to play in a full-blown up-and-down game with Duke in that building because, again, emotional points in that building matter. And the dunks and the three-point shooting are all emotional points. Anytime Duke gets one of those in that building, it's like a dunk becomes worth 6 points and a 3-point shot is worth like 6 points in terms of the way it impacts the game. And so you have to keep Duke from doing that. And that's easier said than done because they have both elements of it now. They've always had the 3-point shooting element. Now they have the dunking element. Now the 3-point shooting element is not as good as in past years. And I think that's what Clemson has to hope for as well. I think Clemson has to hope that Duke doesn't shoot the ball, especially well from the perimeter in this game. Nashville guy, and then Cliff and Spartanburg, and that's both right now. Nashville guy, appreciate you getting in as always.
Hey, Walt, how you doing? I don't know a whole lot about basketball. I'm just pulling for the Tigers tomorrow, but I wanted to get in with my pick on the Clemson-Alabama game. Yeah. I feel like the weaknesses of both teams are kind of in the same place, and that's special teams in the secondary. I feel like maybe a turnover late may be the difference. And I'm gonna go Clemson 38-34 here because I think Trevor's going to get it done late. I really do. He's been amazing all year. And the other thing I want to comment on is the NFL playoffs start this weekend. I think it's an absolute wonderful slate. And the one that intrigues me the most is probably San Diego and Baltimore. Wondering to get your thoughts on that. I think Melvin Gordon's going to be back. I think that might be the difference in his ability to catch balls as well as run it. But I don't have much of a voice. I'll take a comment off there. I'm really pulling for Phillip Rivers, big fan, old man Rivers. I hope he finally gets him a playoff win. But, got to be impressed with Lamar Jackson too and what he's done. But love it, Walt, as always. Love
going on. Thank you, Nashville guy. I think the San Diego-Baltimore game, in a lot of ways, that may be the most interesting game of the weekend. I mean, the contrast in styles, the way Baltimore has found to win, the way Lamar Jackson has played, the whole Phillip Rivers saga. I mean, I've heard the subject of Phillip Rivers in relation to the Hall of Fame debate over and over the last several weeks in all sorts of different outlets. And there doesn't seem to be consensus, and I understand why. Phillip Rivers needs this game. There's no quarterback in the NFL that needs a game more than Phillip Rivers needs this game. Phillip Rivers can't lose this game to Lamar Jackson. You know, and I like and respect Phillip Rivers as well, but you get to a point where, you know, you've got to straighten up your resume. You know, you've got to add some things to it that from a Hall of Fame standpoint that put you in that class. And he's had all the regular season accolades. Obviously, he's been a guy who's turned the ball over quite a bit in his career, but I think a lot of that has been offensive line play. Listen, I think Phillip Rivers has been a really, really good quarterback. Is he a Hall of Fame quarterback? I don't know. I think the jury is still out on that. But to get there, he needs these type of games. If Phillip Rivers can't lose to Lamar Jackson, that will not look good on his ultimate resume. He just can't. I know it's on the road. I get that. I know Baltimore beat them out in L.A. I still want to say San Diego. Beat them out in L.A. And that's sort of a unique game because Lamar Jackson actually threw for like 220 yards in that game, like 12 completions, and Gus Edwards carved San Diego up, rushed for 100 yards, and Phillip Rivers did not play well against that Baltimore defense at home. And it's a game that Baltimore actually won pretty easily, pretty readily. So it's a fascinating game. We're going to talk more about it in all the NFL games momentarily. We get to Cliff in Spartanburg. Cliff, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Good to have you, Cliff.
Hey, Walt. Since it's Friday, for entertainment purposes, give me the money line on all four underdogs this weekend in the NFL. I don't like any of the favorites. Chicago's like a touchdown favorite, but, you know, great defense. They're going against the champs with Mitchell. So we'll see. But for entertainment purposes, I think that would be there's
like
your value.
The underdog in all of them.
All of them, Walt. Seahawks, Chargers, Eagles.
And Colts.
Yeah.
Even with Andrew Luck's reemerging penchant for turning the ball over.
He's a fan of it, Walt. I just, in playoff time, that offensive line and that defense.
That's true,
I think,
the offensive line.
We get back to basics, yeah. You know.
I'm not really with you on Chicago and Philadelphia. I just don't believe in Philadelphia. I think they've been a fraud all year, and I know they found a little something late, and I know people want to marry what they've recently seen with the Super Bowl run that the Eagles went on last year. I just don't see that. I actually think they're going to get drilled by the Bears.
I think
the Bears are better. And Foles is banged up. You know, he's got bruised ribs, and I don't know.
That old line's banged up too, I think.
Right. Bruised ribs going against that Bears defense doesn't sound like a recipe for success.
No, not at all. On Monday, call your shot. Give me the under. I know this kind of sets up for a shootout. I think what's exciting as a fan is that the stars are aligning in that we have probably the two most gifted passers that college football's seen in a while in the exact same scenario. There's no talent gap. There's no system versus system. They're both going to face the best pass rushes that they've ever seen in their life. but they're going to be surrounded by weapons going against vulnerable secondaries. And I think it's exciting. We're going to see which guy steps up. And with that said, I think nerves play a part early. I think the pass rushes get to both quarterbacks throughout the game. I think Bama does the Boston College and bull rushes Clemson. I think Clemson does the Mississippi State and shuts down the run and bangs on Tua. So I'm going to take the under, and I would say all scores are going to be big play, big explosive plays, but I just,
you know, it's funny.
Give me the under.
You know, it's funny, Cliff. I had not even looked at the over-under. Hadn't even looked at it until you said that. And my predicted score for the game was 31-28 Clemson, which is obviously 59 points. And I just looked at the under after you called, and it's 58.5.
I had it at 60, so, you know, great minds think alike if you can get it up there. I you know, for all the reasons I mentioned. Walt, over the next couple weeks, I want to get with you on the wide receiver class.
Yeah.
You know, both on positioning and on teams that might need them.
Yep.
And, you know, one thing I'm noticing, Walt, is as the rules change and the contacts removed from the game, the basketball players are coming. You know, the wide receiver, the 6'3", the 6'6", wideouts, they're coming, Walt. They're the new toy. And if you look at the high school all-star games this week, they're coming at the defensive backfield too. You know, there's a lot of 6'1", 6'2", elite, fluid athletes playing cornerback now. And we talked about how Stoops at Kentucky was doing it. And, you know, that's the evolution I'm seeing is the basketball players are coming. Well, have a great weekend.
Yep. Thank you, Cliff. Well done, as always. Yeah, people are asking me about the line on the Clemson game. Does it surprise me that it's moved down to 5? You know, again, it depends where you are. In the Vegas consensus right now, it says 5.5, what I'm looking at. But Westgate Super has it at 4.5. The Mirage has it at 5.5. Wynn has it at 4.5. So, yeah, I mean, it's probably in that five area now. And no, it doesn't surprise me because, look, I think most people get, and what that means is obviously there's some late money going on Clemson here. And I don't think that's going to change. I don't think this is going to flip and suddenly move the other way. I think there are concerns about Tua's overall health, and I think there's a general feeling that these two football teams are very even. And I think that general feeling is correct. I think the initial line was too much. You know, you'd have to go ask the people who thought that, you know, Alabama's going to beat everybody by 21 points or more. This is too funny. You know, I wonder how that's working out for that guy. Hey, let me tell you about SEDMV. Beginning October 1st, 2020, your South Carolina driver's license or ID card must have a gold star to show it's a real ID in order to use it as your ID to board a domestic commercial flight, enter a secure federal building, or visit a military installation. Purchase yours today to avoid longer lines in the future. I purchased my real ID at the South Carolina Department of Motor Vehicles. It was a breeze. Brought my birth certificate, my Social Security card, two proofs of address. It could not have gone any faster. Walt Diptula, Road Rage, quick break. Towns, NFL games, and more on the other side.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Booking your flight to see the Tigers play this weekend? Before you leave home, make sure your ID will fly by switching to a real ID with the correct documentation at any SCDMV branch. Visit scdmvonline.com for a complete list of what's needed to purchase your real ID today and see if you're eligible to buy yours from the comfort of home. Again, that's scdmvonline.com and search real ID. Don't delay. Buy your real ID today.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior virility on demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Hello, this is John LaHoop, director of Clemson Downs. The Clemson Tigers are on their way to win another national championship. We join Tiger fans nationwide in congratulating Coach Deba Sweeney and his team on another stellar season. Clemson Downs is the only continuing care retirement community in the Clemson area. For more information, visit ClemsonDowns.com or call 654-1155. We would be delighted to give you and your loved one a tour of our community. What another great year for Clemson football. Go Tigers!
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He talks about sports on the radio.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
The sky is gray. Cannons and the tunes roll down the street.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5. There are texted thanks before my answer and said one more question. Do you think Huggins has some factor in the line movement with his ability to get to the quarterback a little better than Lawrence? No. I think Lawrence is still the better player. And there's only one of Dexter Lawrence. I mean, there's no other guy like him. The only guy like him, although his build was very different, was Vita Vea of Washington last year. The only guy like him. There just aren't 340-pound guys who can move that way with that type of power, who are capable of just driving offensive linemen right back into the lap of the quarterback. And again, I think that's an area that he'll be missed here. I think Huggins is a very good player. A very good player. He's very hungry And he may give you some elements, perhaps, in terms of penetration that Lawrence might not give you. And in theory, that could wind up working out. But, I think if there's a game that Clemson will miss Lawrence, it is this one. Again, from the other side, we don't know about Christian Miller. I'm starting to think that maybe he's doubtful. That'd be a big missing piece for Alabama because he might be their best edge pass rusher, and that's an area that this team is not as good as prior Bama teams that had guys like Timmy Williams. So there's that. You want to get in, 654-767. We still need to get to the NFL. A couple things. Towns, I'll get to you in 1 second. It's funny, Ramona. Darius Leonard made first-team All-Pro. And And it's interesting because a lot of teams passed on Leonard. Eventually, he climbed the process a little. What date is this from?
This is from February 6th of last year.
Okay, February 6th of last year, which was not the first time that I had spoken about him. But February 6th of last year, this is what we said on the show. That's why people, if listen to the show when it comes to talent analysis, you're always the first to know. Darius Leonard, first-team All-Pro linebacker, road rage, last February what?
Sixth.
I think that the top draft pick out of the state of South Carolina this year, who played in the state of South Carolina, so that eliminates Mason Rudolph as a trick question, actually plays for South Carolina State, not Clemson or South Carolina. And that player is Darius Leonard, the linebacker for South Carolina State. I think Leonard, Texas's Deion Cain. I don't think so. I'm going to be interested to see how Cain performs at the combine. I think he'll perform well there. I watched Darius Leonard his whole Senior Bowl week, and he's tremendous. He's really athletic. He's great in coverage. He has long arms. He can run. There's basically nothing not to like about Darius Leonard. I think that from an evaluation standpoint, as of today, I think people are probably thinking, scouts are probably thinking that Darius Leonard is a round three type player. My guess is that by the time this draft actually happens, Leonard is going to keep climbing, because I think there's a chance he could go late round one. It depends on his progress from this point forward. I don't know the young man. Obviously, I'm not in meetings. I can't speak to how he's performing in that type of scenario. But I think that Leonard is a really special athlete. He's just long and athletic and has great versatility. And I watched him in coverage. Senior Bowl.
We stop.
I said then that I thought there was a chance that he could even climb into late round one. He wound up going with the 36th pick, which was just outside round one. And I told you that last February. I warned that he was the best player in the state of South Carolina and suggested what he could turn into. And he's even exceeded what my expectations were. I mean, he's been utterly incredible. And you people were the first to know, if you listen to the show. Lots of things to get to. Towns, I'm coming to you. I want to get to the NFL in a minute, but the Neil Brown deal in West Virginia, I like that hire. I think that's about as good a hire as West Virginia could have made. Somebody asked me earlier about Spavital in Miami. Miami's already filled that position with Major Applewhite. I'm still surprised West Virginia didn't go back to Spavital. That tells me that perhaps there was some bad blood there, because I don't know why you wouldn't go back to the guy who ran your offense. Spavital had moved to Texas State in the last few weeks. He would have been easily reeled in, I believe, and I'm not sure why you didn't do that. To me, he would have been your first choice. I would have looked at Kendall Browns. I like the hire of Neil Brown. You had people out there like Herbstreit were suggesting Butch Jones. I would have hated that hire. I like the hire of Neil Brown from Troy. I think he's done a very good job. I think he's an innovative guy. My concern, though, remains the same. I don't know how you recruit to this job. I mean, a road game is 2,500 miles. You got to tell some kid from Oklahoma, hey, come to our school. We'll play in the Big 12. Oh, yeah, yeah. Where are you located? West Virginia. Where is that? Oh, you know, it's 2,500 miles away. You know, I mean,
that's insane.
Right. I don't know how you recruit to that. See, this is why I don't think it's a good job. And the shame of it is, I think if West Virginia was in the ACC, it'd be a great job. It's not.
Didn't they used to be in the? in the ACC?
No. But it's not the job. Just to be clear, it's not the job I dislike. It's not the school I dislike. It's not the... I mean, I think they have a great football atmosphere. I mean, they have a great football spirit. You know, when they sing the John Denver song, you know, it's just, there's a great football presence atmosphere found in that community. But from a coaching standpoint and from a what they did to themselves standpoint, it just seems to me a non-starter. I just don't know how you can seriously compete against people like Oklahoma and Texas, Oklahoma State, etc., when your school is located like 2,500 miles from the geographic center of the league. I just don't get it. I mean, it seems almost impossible to me. Yeah, it's more than 1,000 miles, Texter. I don't know what you're determining as the geographic center of the league, but thanks for your contribution. Go shave a sheep. Towns.
Yeah.
Towns, hey, what's going on? Good to have you back.
Long time. Hadn't talked in a while. Have you had a good holiday season?
Yeah, thank you for getting in.
Sure. Listen, I don't know that we've talked at all since preseason. I've listened a lot, and you know, usually when I call, there's an issue that we either have a disagreement about or I have a question about for you. Not tonight. I'm calling to congratulate you on your preseason over and unders, which were remarkable.
Well, thank you.
I followed those. Yes, amazing the accuracy that you were able to achieve there. I want you to know that some sites, though, cancel out if their games that are canceled, okay, which knocked UCF out of the picture and Virginia Tech out of the picture. And anyway, having said that, I picked Clemson to win the national championship preseason, and I think they will achieve that goal. I also picked them, unlike you, to win more than 11 games this year preseason, okay?
Oh, there you
go. Not that you didn't think they would. That just wasn't on your list.
Yeah, no, okay? I'm not playing that. And you know why I wouldn't have played that? A&M and Syracuse.
Because it was very risky.
Right. A&M and Syracuse. Right. That's why I wouldn't play that. Right. Because even if you go undefeated, you're likely to have games like that, which you survived with fate and fortune, you know?
Exactly. Which brings me to my point. You know, I think this game ultimately will be decided, assuming Tua doesn't get knocked out like you suggested he needed to be in the first or second quarter early for Clemson to, you know, seal it. I think Clemson can win it without that happening, but the likelihood is you know, much less assured if he's in there in the fourth quarter throwing it around. But having said that, those three calls on replays that went Clemson's way, that should have, quite frankly. You know, the video replays against against Notre Dame.
I don't think that the fumble should have gone Clemson's way. I think that was
really you didn't think it was out of bounds.
No, I didn't. It's not whether I thought it was out of bounds. It's whether there was enough to overturn it, which I don't think there was. I mean, I think Kelly was right.
It was too close to call.
Yeah, Kelly kept saying conclusive. And again, I think in that particular case, he was right. I don't see how anybody could have watched that and known about the tip of that ball and said that was conclusive. I just don't. So I
think you're right about that.
If I had to call it based solely on the replay and give you my best guess as to whether it was out, I would have said, yeah, you know, 60% probably out. But again, the call was made in the field. I definitely would not have overturned that call in the field. I don't think it would have mattered.
It wouldn't have mattered anyway. You don't think it would have mattered?
No.
Maybe it wouldn't have. Maybe it wouldn't have. Maybe it wouldn't have. But anyway, my point to you right now is I believe this game will be decided on turnovers, okay? I don't know what the weather is like. I didn't factor that in my preseason prediction. But if it's raining out there, I don't know who benefits from that, if anyone. But as always, turnovers are going to be a big, big factor. And Clemson's been pretty good at holding on to the ball this year, other than that punt return. I mean, that kickoff return, you know, which was ill-advised to return to begin with, and then, you know, not holding on to the ball. But this freshman, he's a good kid. But Trevor Lawrence has just been amazing, and I knew he would be. I followed him as long as you have. And quite frankly, exceeded my expectations with his accuracy and velocity and maturity. But, yeah, I say go Tigers. I think we're going to win it. And, you know, when you do it preseason, you don't get any points, buddy. It's win or lose. You know what I mean?
Yep. I like it, Towns.
All right, thank you, Walt.
Thank you, as always. Yeah, with the last 2 years on the totals, 27-6 preseason, which is, you know, go ahead and beat that. Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, how are you?
Doing great, Walt. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Yeah, same
and I'm
going to
echo the caller last. I think we're going to win too. And again, I'm not going to go through all. I feel very strongly about it. Now, I ask you this. And I do want to go back to the Notre Dame game because I'm unclear on that kickoff return. The guy that recovered the fumble.
He had reestablished in the field of play.
He did reestablish.
Yes.
Okay, because I thought he had jumped on the ball from – okay, so all right, we're good there. If you go back and look at Clemson's defense in 16 – against Lamar Jackson, who was a Heisman Trophy winner, and the way they kept him in check. Now, granted, they did make a comeback towards the end, and it was a pass that came up short for the first down that ended up beating. But they were able, Clemson was able to put a lot of pressure on Lamar Jackson. I see this defense, which I feel like is actually better than that defense in 16, doing the exact same thing, because this is what they're born and bred to do at Clemson, and that's put relentless pressure on the quarterback to make him make plays. So I don't see us changing our spots. Do you hear at the last game of the
Absolutely
season?
Absolutely not.
I just don't think Tua's not going to have a moment's rest the entire time he's behind center, and they're going to have to keep him. They're going to have to keep him protected.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. You know, the stuff about the notion of containing him, that's not what Clemson's about. Clemson's about going after him because, again, as you correctly cited, and I had mentioned as well, that Clemson went after Lamar Jackson, and they're definitely going after this guy because, again, I still think that his health is of enormous consequence here. And I do not believe in the notion that he is healthy. I mean, I think it's quite evident to me in watching how he moves that he is not healthy. But if you allow him to just stand there on his spot
right. And
give him time, he will kill Clemson on the back end just like he killed Oklahoma. I mean, you cannot do that. You've got to drive him off his spot. You got to make a move. You got to let him experience pain. And again, Georgia affected him. Georgia does not have the pass rush Clemson does. If Georgia can affect him, I think Clemson can affect him and quite honestly enhance his injuries. I'm sorry. You know, that may not sound polite, but look, that's the winning is the goal, you know. And if you're gonna play
exactly.
If you're gonna play an injured quarterback, then you run the risk of having your quarterback injured some more.
Well, I think the fact that Vegas feels like this thing is less than a touchdown, then I think that does weigh heavily in Clemson's favor. And I also see this thing being somewhere, you know, 40s to 30s, maybe 30s to 20s. But I do see Tua getting his if he's able to stay in the ball game. But I see us about midnight 30 on Tuesday morning, raising number 2 up and number 3 overall. I just think that this is a special year for those guys coming back, and we're going to drop the hammer. Walt, have a great weekend, and We'll chat to you next week.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it as always. Good job. Yeah, when we get back, we'll also have some NFL. And I want to talk about James Harden for a second, too, because I stayed up and watched that thing last night. And Harden was absolutely unbelievable. Before we get a break, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Cars cost less and travelers rest. That's a fact. There are never any dealers' fees or service fees in travelers' rest. That's another fact. You know, Ramona, I did a promo before the show for a George Coleman Ford F-150. I think it's an XLT 4x4. It was either $13,000 or $14,000. I can't remember. Either $13,000 or $14,000 below sticker.
Oh.
F-150 XLT 4x4 George Coleman Ford. I mean, are you kidding me? Somebody's got to go buy that vehicle. You're not going to get that chance again. Quite honestly, you know, when we've had the F-150s that were discounted to that degree before, they weren't 4x4s. This one is. One vehicle, go buy it. Cars cost less than travelers rest. Trucks cost less than travelers rest. Never any dealer fees or service fees. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
One more game. One game stands between Clemson Tiger Nation and the National Championship Trophy. Clemson Tigers travel to Santa Clara for the national championship to take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. For the third time in 4 years, Dabo Swinney's team of gladiators are ready for battle. And it all comes down to this, the national championship game. Monday, you'll hear every minute right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Get ready. It's time.
Time for the South Carolina International Auto Show. January 11th through the 13th at the Greenville Convention Center. See hundreds of the hottest new cars, trucks, SUVs, luxury vehicles, and more, all in a non-selling environment. Test drive vehicles right at the show.
You can't do that online.
Kids even have their own test drive area, courtesy of Citgo, our official fuel sponsor. It's the South Carolina International Auto Show, the 11th through the 13th. Discounts available at the UPS store, Spinks, or go to SouthCarolinaAutoShow.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it, we guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Steptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Gotta step your game up.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Steptula, Road Rage, where to be CCP 105.5 The Roar. All right. I have people, Miami fans, pointing me in this direction because according to some articles now, one by Alan Rubinstein at Fansided, Manny Diaz has refuted the hiring of Major Applewhite as offensive coordinator. So according to Manny Diaz saying that he has not hired Major Applewhite as offensive coordinator. Now, the question, Ramona, the obvious question is, given the things that Manny said while he was up at Temple, given the things that Manny told, you're right, given the things Manny had to say while he was up at Temple, can we really believe anything he says? I would say no.
Maybe he means it when he's saying it, but 2 seconds later, he doesn't.
Yeah. I'm guessing it means he is hired. I think that this is the Miami fans hoping against hope that that's not the case. And if you're smart enough to hope against hope that that's not the case, then you're the ones who are right, because Major Applewhite would be a disastrous hire at Texas or at Miami. I don't really get that at all. And again, Spavital, if Spavital is still alive or in play, hope for him, Miami. Hope for him. Because if you get Major Applewhite, I just don't see how anything is changing at Miami. I don't. All right, we need to get to the NFL games before we do anything else because we're going to run out of time. And before I get to that, one more thing. Last night, I watched James Harden in Houston, and Houston is playing unbelievable basketball right now. And James Harden is at the very least the best offensive player in the game right now. He uses these rules to his advantage. In true shooting percentage, he's 63%, which incorporates, the number of threes and how many times you go to the free throw line. Well, he goes to the free throw line like about 40% more than anybody else in the league the last month. I mean, he lives at the free throw line. He's a scoring machine. Last night, he hits the three to tie it at Golden State to send into overtime. He winds up with 44 points, 10 assists, and 15 rebounds. And he just dominates the game. And after the worst call in basketball history, which allowed Golden State to take a two-point lead, Kevin Durant, I mean, the NBA needs to investigate that little deal. Kevin Durant is standing with 2 feet out of bounds when he saves the ball, and they let it count as a save, and it's thrown across court, and eventually Golden State hits a jump shot. And Durant is literally standing. He has both feet on the ground, well out of bounds, and they allow him to save the ball, which basically gave Golden State the game. 5 seconds left. So Harden gets the ball, and he's guarded by really two players, including Draymond Green, in his face. And he drains a three from about 28 feet falling down. He was fouled on the play, wasn't called, right in Draymond Green's face. And James Harden's playing like the MVP again. And Houston is playing unbelievable basketball. And, and so I give you all this, Ramona, and then here's what we get, right? We get this. We get Daryl Morey, the Rockets GM, who said that you can argue that James Harden is the way he's playing is the best offensive player of all time. You can argue that James Harden. Now, look, I just said all sorts of wonderful things about James Harden, right? Said all sorts of wonderful, but then this GM wants to take it and run with that. You know, he wants to say, well, we're going to expand those boundaries. We're going to say you can make the case now that Harden is the greatest offensive player of all time. You know what? I could go down to the local hospital here and make the case that I'm a surgeon and they should allow me to operate on people. All right. It doesn't make it true. I mean, Harden, listen, you want to tell me Harden's the best offensive player in the game right now? I'm buying that. You want to tell me that James Harden's playing like an MVP right now? I'm buying that. You want to tell me that James Harden's the best offensive player in the history of the game? Shut the hell up. I mean, come on, man. The rules help allow for this. Again, if Michael Jordan was playing under these rules, Jordan would be averaging 45 points a night. Trust me, he would. So, I mean, come on. The lines are rejammed and we're running out of time. Okay, I'm going to try and come to you. Hold on. Before I do, I have to get to this. These four NFL wildcard games this weekend. Houston is just a 1-point favorite over Indianapolis, and I understand that. I like Houston in the game. I like Houston because I think their defense is the better defense, and I just think that Andrew Luck is back to being a turnover machine, and you just can't turn the ball over in the playoffs. I mean, Andrew Luck has 6 interceptions the last 6 games and has been making some dreadful decisions. He's had a great year, a tremendous comeback story, comeback player of the year, you know, all that stuff. Give him all that. But he's starting to look like the Andrew Luck of old, the Andrew Luck who makes too many mistakes. So I based on what I've seen from him the last 6, including that last decision, I will go with Houston in that game. Dallas, Seattle. I know the world's going Seattle, not me. I knew Seattle was going to beat Kansas City. Warned you for weeks they would. Warned you for weeks they'd beat Kansas City. But I don't like Seattle outside of Seattle. I like them in their building and nowhere else. Now, Dallas is banged up on the offensive line. Zach Martin's banged up. Smith is banged up. If those guys can't play or don't go or, you know, whatever, then I could see it flipping. But and I understand the mentality. You think, you know, you're a better coach, better quarterback, maybe. I just do not like Seattle outside of Seattle. I'll take Dallas playing at home. Thank you. The Chargers-Baltimore, I think, is the most interesting game of the whole deal. I think the Chargers are the better team. I'm picking the Chargers in this game. This is the all-time must-win for Philip Rivers. And again, this game was sort of one side in Baltimore's favor when it was played out in L.A. But I'm going to take old man Rivers and the Chargers here. And then Philadelphia and Chicago. I know the world seems to think that Philadelphia is back to where they were and what they were doing last year. I just don't see that. I think Chicago is going to whoop up on Philadelphia. I think they're better, and I think they're going to beat Philadelphia up. I think Chicago's going to win 28-10, 28-13, something like that. Nick Foles is injured. He has bad ribs. I don't think going to play that Bear defense is a recipe for your ribs to get better. I think it's a recipe for your ribs to get significantly worse. All right, to the phones. It's Paul in Salem and Tiny. Paul, how are you?
Well, how you doing, man?
How you doing, Paul?
Well, we did it. We did it again. I knew when I talked to you that, I mean, it's been a long time since I've done that. I mean, back in the day, I used to call you almost every week.
That's right.
And that one time you made people say Roll Tide, and you made that one guy who always says, hey there, Walter, or something like that. He's a nice man. I'm sure he's a nice man. Ed, yes. And you always say his name like Ed, like that, real funny. But you made him say Roll Tide, and he got so mad he cursed on the air, and y'all I guess y'all just were slow on that button. He said something like, I don't know, the word hell sometimes ain't a cuss word, but it's the place where we know coaches go who lose to Alabama. And that's, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that, because I don't want Dabo to go there. But I don't mean that, Ramona. Please forgive me. I didn't mean that. Listen, I want to tell you two things real quick. I know somebody else is holding, and I know time's ticking, but I'm telling you right now, my daughter, Haley, was trending in her social life, whatever that means, because of her phone call to you. Her social life blew up, and she actually had her picture made with Tua's little brother and his family. And I got to find a way to send something to you. I'll ask Ramona and show you her picture, because I don't appreciate somebody on your listed audience who put some picture, some overweight woman who looked like an old sumo wrestler. Like, some kind of retarded sumo wrestler. And it's not what my daughter looks like. She's beautiful. And I didn't appreciate that.
I forgot that.
When I went to church on Sunday, everybody was like, did you see that picture on Twitter? I said, what? And they showed it to me. And they all stood there laughing at me. And my daughter saw it. And it broke. But you know what? She don't care. Because she is too happy to be talking to you. Because she thinks you're awesome. And so do I. And I go, are you going to be on the air Monday or not? Are you going to be on the air Monday?
No, I'm off Monday. Tuesday.
Oh, dadgum the mighty, son. Well, me and my daughter will call you back on Tuesday.
Sounds
we'll just
like
talk
a plan.
To you together. But roll tight and listen. Last thing. You had somebody call in today that said something about their wife was foaming at the mouth. Let me tell you something. Where I come from, that only happens to animals. And when it does, you shoot them. So what kind of weirdo is that guy? People need to stop calling in that are sick and weird. They need to respect you, Walt. I'm telling you right now, don't act like you're going to say, I'm going to hang up and take it off the air. You don't make that decision. God tells you. Anyway, Ramona, Walt, Happy New Year.
Thank you, Paul.
Roll Tide. And Bama's going to do it.
Roll Tide. Thank you, Paul. Not so sure. We'll see. I've already made my call. This is too funny. I forgot all about that photo.
I
forgot all about that photo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, I retweeted that deal. I forgot all about that photo. Let me get Let me get Tiny in here quickly. Tiny.
All right. First off, no more Red Bull in Alabama. Take all the Red Bull and all the coffee away from that. How am I supposed to follow that with a cornbread corner report? Man, that's a little bit high energy for me, brother. Anyway, I just want everybody to know tomorrow is youth day. It's the last hunting day of the season, last chance to get your buck or your doe, but you got to take a kid under 17 to get it done. No tags needed. Get them boots muddy. Get them youngins out there. Get them hooked on something other than Red Bull in Alabama.
There you go. And by the way, Tiny, I saw that massive deer. Somebody sent me the photo of that. Yeah, you were right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that definitely was a look like a record setter to me.
Yeah, it's going to be in the top five, no problem. It's 172 green, and it'll cure out. It'll lose 1 to 2 inches at the most once it's cured. And it won't be the state record, but it'll be in the top five. So
we're
looking forward to that, you know, coming out of this area.
Yep. Pretty amazing. All right, Tiny. Any prediction on the game from your standpoint?
Tigers have got to beat them Pachyderms, baby. That's all I can say. It's there's a character in the culture right there. And Hopkins is indicative of the character coming out of Clemson University right now. He is... And he's shown to be a true leader in the Houston community.
Tiny,
what he's done
run.
For the family of shooting victims in
right.
that community. So.
100% right. Tiny, I got to run. Appreciate the report as always. Got to go. I'm out.
Right.
31-28, Clemson. That's how I see it. Enjoy the game. We'll talk about it Tuesday.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The NFL playoffs open tomorrow with an AFC South showdown between the Colts and Texans in Houston. The two quarterbacks are both coming off major injuries.